Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Joe Tankersley. Joe's the author of Reimagining Our Tomorrows. Joe, tell us how we can find you online, please.
I'm sorry, you cut out on me. What was that?
Your website.
Oh, www.uniquevisions.net.
All right. And they can find your book there, Reimagining Our Tomorrows?
They can, and they can also find it at Amazon online, Barnes & Noble, Kobo.
All right.
iTunes, any place online, you can buy a book. It's available.
Wherever fine books are sold, folks, check it out. Reimagining Our Tomorrows by Joe Tankersley. Hey, Joe, we're talking, folks, about some of the new things that are going on that you're going to need to pay more attention to, artificial intelligence, cryptocurrency. We talked about the gig economy. Now what about the green part of the economy? We got green. There's a number of things that are coming at us from the world of green, energy efficiency, and all that. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's going to be a major growth area. I don't think there's any question about that. No matter what you think about it, you know, positive, negative, or anything else, the demand is going to continue to increase for those kinds of products and services. I look at it at the biggest advantage at the local level. I live in Central Florida. The big city near me is Orlando, Florida, which in the last 5 years, the mayor of Orlando has made a commitment to really get to alternative energy, look at new ways of recycling. And it has contributed, beginning to show up on the books here as being a contribution to building our local economy.
Right.
So I think there are a lot of opportunities for small businesses in that sense.
And see, that's what you're describing is the smart way to deal with green. It's a smart way to deal with the climate change issues, because what they're doing is they're incorporating the reality of how we live right now with what we would like to have and moving in that direction, not acting like we've got to jump off a cliff to save our lives. And that's the problem I have with some of the green arguments, some of the climate change arguments. Is that you know, one of the things that's going on, Joe, is, as you may know, you probably know, is the United States has led the world in reducing our carbon footprint. We're at 1990 Kyoto Accord levels of carbon. No other country in the world has the lowest per capita per dollar of GDP carbon as America does. The thing that we can work on, though, or what you were talking about, how, like, more recycling, we can do more of that. We can do, you know, one of the things that small business owners are doing, Joe, like crazy, is we're buying more efficient machines, more efficient furnaces and air conditioners and electric motors, things like that, right?
Oh yeah, you know, one of the paradox, right, of going green is that most of the decisions actually turn out to be economically more efficient.
That's exactly right.
So you save money, you know, and that, once again, that's why I think you're going to continue to see that movement.
Right.
And I do think that there are a lot of opportunities, particularly for young small businesses, because it's easier if you're moving into a completely new approach to doing some part of the business or using new machinery. You're not having to convert.
Right. Well, and if you're building a building for a new building for your business, you know, like if you're building a house, most of us who might be building a house in the next few years are saying, okay, what can I do to make this more efficient? What new products are coming on the horizon? Where most people are doing that on their own, as you say, it's in our own self interest, isn't it?
Well, it's starting to get there. I mean, there is still, you know, I live in Florida where. One of the big issues, of course, is the question of how do you build homes that withstand hurricanes and things like that. And
right.
And I actually have worked with a group for a number of years that tries to convince homeowners to build stronger, more resilient homes. And,
right.
You know, it's at the consumer market, it's still taking a while to catch on because everybody wants those cool granite counters. You know, and so how do you balance that?
They are. They're awfully nice. Hey, Joe, they're awfully nice.
They are. But, you know, if you're a home builder, how do you balance that,
right.
that aesthetic need with improving efficiency? And sometimes it's hard to sell people on that.
That's exactly right, especially if you live in areas where you have to have a little bit extra cost for construction because of the hurricanes and those types of things. Hey, Joe, it's been great having you here. I need the website one more time, please.
Sure. It's www.uniquevisions.net.
Uniquevisions.net. Hey, Joe, will you come back again soon?
Anytime, Jim, even though you have made me get up early in the morning, I love to talk to you.
Oh, there's no whining, there's no crying in baseball, and no whining in radio, Joe. We'll see you next time. Your Tankers League, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.